This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
We're all aware of the threats our planet is facing. Experts agree that it's mainly us humans who are responsible for the destruction of the environment. Activities such as mass farming and burning fossil fuels are taking their toll on our climate. And we're suffering too through natural disasters such as flooding and more frequent droughts. One of the most destructive activities we're carrying out is cutting down forests, deforestation. This is done for many reasons, such as providing wood for fuel, making land available for housing, or for creating space for more cattle to graze on. This has been most noticeable in Brazil, which is home to the world's largest rainforest. Deforestation there has hit its highest rate in a decade, according to official data. Over the course of a year, an area about five times the size of London has been destroyed. The amount of deforestation in the Amazon and in other tropical regions has actually seen a decline, but the figures are still large. Global Forest Watch say that in 2018, an area equivalent to 30 football fields were cut down every minute. Francis Seymour from the World Resources Institute says that if you look back over the last 18 years, it is clear that the overall trend is still upwards. We are nowhere near winning this battle. What's special about places like the Amazon is that they are primary forests, which exist in their original condition with some species of trees dating back thousands of years. This habitat is home to unique and rare animals and is critical for sustaining biodiversity. The BBC's environment correspondent Matt McGrath says, "These old forests really matter as stores of carbon dioxide, which is why the loss of 3.6 million hectares in 2018 is concerning." Brazil has taken some steps to try and decrease deforestation by introducing government policies, including fines for breaking land use regulations and clamping down on illegal logging. And international campaigns to stop the trade of soy and beef farmed on deforested parts of the Amazon have also had a significant impact. But meanwhile, other parts of the world, such as Ghana and the Democratic Republic of Congo, are seeing dramatic increases. So it seems only political will and human conscience will tackle this problem and save planet Earth.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.